Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Of course, this is Anita Thomas, who is the Anita in Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And my friend is sitting in with me today, Olivia Varnson. And not only today, but every day that we're on the radio. Olivia, you're here sitting in, sharing great destinations. And today is we're not short on great destinations.
Not at all. I'm happy to be a co-pilot on the way to French Polynesia and Tahiti.
Absolutely. I wish you could have been there with me because I know how much you love the water.
Yes.
Having spent a lot of time with your relatives down in Pensacola, Florida. So I know you have a thing for water. So you would have gone crazy here because there were so many opportunities for things like snorkeling, things like scuba diving, or just sitting on the beach.
Yeah, I'm happy doing that, too.
Definitely happy doing that. Now, of course, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, which is a place that's close by that you can do a lot of these things. It's not French Polynesia, so you won't hear any French being spoken there, but you can certainly do a lot of fun things down in Sapelo as well.
Yes, and as we said in the last segment, Bora Bora is known as a little jewel of an island. I think Sapelo is, too.
Yeah, Sapelo is definitely one of the jewels on the Georgia coast.
Yes.
One of those burial islands that's kind of dotted along the coast of Georgia. But now the show today, we are going far away from Sapelo. We're going all the way over.
Other side of the world,
the other side of the world. And, you know, one of the things I want to say before we jump back into talking about some of the islands that I had a chance to visit is that, you know, don't let that, you know, thought of it being so far away make you think, oh, well, it's going to be too expensive. It's going to be too involved. I don't know if I want a long flight like that. It really is well worth it. And yeah, I would say this is definitely one of those dream vacations. One that you save up for, one that you plan for and maybe do for a special occasion. But it is doable. I mean, if you think about going to Hawaii, it's just another, you know, couple of drinks on the flight and maybe another partial movie. And then you'll be in Tahiti.
That'll help. Yep.
So just keep going. Don't stop in Hawaii. But another island that I had a chance to visit, Olivia, while I was there was Rarotonga, which is the largest of the Cook Islands. So it's one of the largest in the Tahitian group of islands, which the Cook Island and the Society Islands are all part of Tahiti. It's very mountainous, which all of these islands really are. I mean, so if you're a person who likes hiking and just like you like to explore nature, you can certainly do that on all of these islands. But Rarotonga is really known for that. White sandy beaches, the Great Lagoons, you have the reef that's there that extends out a quarter of a mile offshore. So it's just one of those great destinations that you really want to check out.
And while you were there, did you notice on these islands, were there a lot of like established hiking trails or the usual routes that people take?
There are some established ones because you can go on hiking tours. So there are tours that you can sign up for to either do things like hiking, you can do biking. There, of course, are always the tours that you're driven around the island too. So those are fun. But most people were wanting to do the diving. You know, it's
right.
A big, big, big dive destination. As a matter of fact, I flew over on Air Tahiti. And they give you a baggage allowance, sort of a break in the baggage cost of your bags going over the weight if you have your scuba gear with you.
Oh, wow.
So they are expecting you
yes.
to go and take your scuba gear. So you actually, you know, definitely want to do that. And if you don't, you know, dive, maybe you want to take up at least snorkeling or give it a try while you're there.
Yes. And if you do want to go snorkeling, you might want to watch out while you're at the island Huaheine. Because there are some Tahitian eels off the coast, and they have blue eyes, so very striking. But you might want to watch out for those.
They are very striking. We had a chance to go on a tour to check those out. And you can see them just like really in the communities, like in the little villages. They're in the little streams and things that
oh,
are
wow.
there. Is where you would find those eels. And you're right. They're very striking, a little bit shocking to see them. And, hey, I mean, a eel with blue eyes, you definitely want to see that. You don't want to go that far and miss
from afar.
Like that. Yeah.
But yes.
And they're pretty good size too. I mean, they get to be 3 to 6 feet long. So we're not talking about little bitty things. They are pretty big in size.
That is pretty big. And the island is also was once the center for Polynesian culture. So it's rich in archaeological sites. There's lots of history there. So if that's one of your interests, this is a great place to check that out.
You definitely want to check out some of the archaeological sites there because there have been a lot of them that have been discovered. And really, it's very interesting to go to the museum there and read about the history and just really how the Polynesians really sort of have set their culture, you know, along these islands that are really beautiful for us to go and visit. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about Tahiti, the beautiful tropical islands. And we're not just talking about those overwater bungalows, although we have talked a little bit about those, and they are great to visit and stay in. I had a chance to stay in one of those. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we are just, Olivia and I, we're just having a great time talking about Tahiti and all the things that you can do if you go and visit. There's another island called Aitutaki, and it's small and hilly, but another one of those really, really pretty islands. You know, Olivia, really, I keep saying very pretty, very beautiful, but they all are very beautiful because they're all surrounded by these beautiful lagoons. And actually, Aitutaki is really called the Bora Bora of the Cook Islands because of how beautiful it is and because people really like to go there. And, you know, it's a really interesting little island off of Aitutaki called One Foot Island. That I had a chance to go there too. As a matter of fact, if you go on a tour, they take you there as a spot where you have lunch. Now, the reason why it's called One Foot Island is that a tribe once attacked the main island, and a man and his son escaped by canoe to this sort of unnamed, unknown, uninhabited island. And he carried the boy across the beach and hid him in one of the tall coconut trees. And he paddled all the way back for help. And when the bad ones, the people who were attacking, returned, they only saw the one set of footprints on and off the island. So they just left. They figured no one's really there. And the boy remained safely hidden until his father returned with help. And from then on, the island was known as One Foot Island.
Wow, that's really neat. And I'm sure there are really great stories like that behind a lot of the names and islands there.
There are. And, you know, this is also, too, the island where Captain William Bligh was first discovered in 1789. And we know the story of the mutiny on the Bounty and the whole story behind that. But this is one of the islands that he discovered.
Well, there you go. And speaking of Mutiny on the Bounty, there's another place you can check out, the James Norman Hall Museum. He co-authored the book Mutiny on the Bounty with Charles Nordhoff. And it went on to be adapted several times as a movie and on TV as well.
Yes, a musical and everything. And the mutiny actually occurred in the South Pacific. And he first anchored in the Matavo Bay in 1788.
He did. And Hall himself served as a captain in the U.S. Air Force during World War I. His plane was shot down and he was captured in Germany, but he escaped during the last days of war. And he even received a Distinguished Service Cross, so he has a lot of significance in American history as well, but he ended up falling in love with Tahiti.
He did. And, you know, one of the actors that actually played in the movie was Marlon Brando, and he fell in love with this whole area and decided to make it his home.
He did. He actually purchased a 12-island atoll called Tete Aroha. Hopefully I pronounced that right. And he built his home there. He built a research facility there. Unfortunately, a lot of it was destroyed in a hurricane in 1983. But since then, they've rebuilt themselves. And now there is a sprawling resort called the Brando Resort there. It's home to a private airstrip. It has a research facility again. And the resort itself is an eco resort and spa. And so 8 of Brando's children were involved in the construction of this new resort. So it has a lot of his original ideas and long-term vision for this place to be kind of a model of sustainability.
And it definitely is. It definitely is. So when you go, you can actually go and stay at the Brando and check out their website at thebrando.com. Now, Olivia, we've come down to the end of this segment as well. But when we come back, I had a chance to talk with Kristen Carson Kemper, who is the managing director of Tahiti Tourism for the United States. When we come back, I want to share my conversation with her here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. To find out more information, check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.